Is everybody at 1 Corinthians 13?
Yes.
Now, this chapter is called the love chapter. If you've been to weddings, they'll put this on the back of the wedding program, you know. If you go to people's homes, this whole chapter is often on the wall in their kitchen or their hallway. Love never fails, you know. Love suffers long. Love is kind. Love. But I'm telling you, this is unveiling you. This chapter here, you need to meditate this chapter. 1 Corinthians 13. This unveils who you are. Paul is talking about what's already inside of you. When I learned that, I was so excited. I read this every day for 30 days. And you know what I did? I put my name in it. Let me show you. Let's pick one of you out. Sean, I'm going to pick you. Now, I'm going to read it to you. Sean suffers long and is kind. Sean does not envy. Sean does not parade himself. Sean is not puffed up. Sean does not behave himself rudely. Sean does not seek his own. Sean is not provoked. Sean thinks no evil. Sean does not rejoice in iniquity, but Sean rejoices in the truth. Sean bears all things. Sean believes all things. Sean hopes all things. And Sean endures all things. Sean never fails. Look at verse 8. You know, I did that for weeks and weeks, putting my name in there. And that love just came so alive to me.
Praise God.
I was really going through a rough time, too.
Oh, yeah.
I was needing to forgive somebody really bad. And God just broke my heart in love for the people that I was upset at. And my heart got broke. And when your heart is broke, God can put it back together His way. Better, softer. Go right before this to Romans 12. Romans 12. Go right before this to Romans 12. Romans 12 was right before Corinthians. This is the Apostle Paul again. If you look at verse 14, he says, "Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion." Get out of pride, you know. "Repay no one evil for evil." I was telling you my circumstance where I felt great evil been done to me. God is saying, this is God talking here. Don't repay anyone evil for evil. Don't repay anyone evil for evil. You know why? He doesn't want you to get in there and mess up the works because He wants to bless both parties. And if you get in there and repay someone back, then not only will he suffer, but you'll suffer for having done it. Because you're going to reap what you sow. So look at 17. It says, "Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy hungers, feed him. If he thirsts, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head." And then there was the woman who thought this was an instruction, and she went to the fireplace and got a bunch of coals and threw them on her husband. But that's a joke. Okay, look at verse 21. "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." You do not know how much that verse meant to me at one time of my life. That verse is, I meditated that verse right there, verse 21, so much. That verse is a part of me. That verse is a part of who I am. Listen to it now. "Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." First of all, the Apostle Paul is saying that good is stronger than evil. And any evil situation you're facing, if you have good, you can overcome the evil with good. And God wouldn't tell you to do something that you could not succeed in doing. So, obviously, and I've tried this again and again and again. In fact, this is just, I'm not boasting. I'm boasting. The boast here is not for me. It's for God. He's in me, see? And I'm following His instruction. And I'm giving, here He is on His throne. I'm giving Him the glory for my successes because I am not smart enough to think this stuff up. I'm just listening to Him, and I'm just making it a part of me, and then I'm going to go walk it out, and then every time I try it, it works. It works. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You know what? I'm giving you the ammunition here to overcome your addictions, whether you believe I'm still on that subject or not, because Satan is going to trick you. He's wily. He's wily, you know. Satan's been around here, you know, thousands of years. And him and his following, him and his hordes of hell, his fallen angels, have figured out some tricks that men fall for because they've watched men for generations. And the only one smarter than Satan is God. And if you listen to God and follow this word, then Satan just falls over in front of you and you just plow right over him because he's not smarter than God. And so all you got to do is listen to God. Satan hates this word, you know, because he knows it defeats him every time. This word defeats him every time. Praise God. Praise God. So, we're going to stop it.